When was the last time you received great customer service, and why was it so memorable? I was with a wonderful prostitute the other night. Seriously, she had a vagina like a mouse's ear. I imagine that would mean she could hear you coming. Any other ultimate sexual fancies?
A Viking helmet.
A Viking helmet? What have you got, two vaginas? Good. Don't get the wrong idea, Glasgow. I'm not homophobic. Anyone that says I'm homophobic can suck my cock. As long as he's not a fella, because that isn't natural. And I think I should be allowed to tell these jokes, because although I've never had sex with a man, I have fucked a girl ugly enough to count as a man. My friend said that to me recently. My friend Louise, we were just chatting about nothing, and she went out of the blue. She just went, I've never been to bed with an ugly man, but I've woken up with a few. So I said to her, I've never been to bed with an ugly girl, but I fucked a few in car parks. Sorry, I should clarify, car park is just what I call the vagina. Because of my name. You don't look at all happy with the euphemism car park for the vajayjay. I don't want to offend anyone this evening. I'm not sure what the least offensive term, probably front bottom. So from here on in, we'll call it a front bottom and a back cunt.
Do you think she got bladder problems? Maybe some sort of yeast infection, I'm not...
We'll ask her when she comes back.
I just hope she hasn't got any vaginal defects.
It's a lovely word though, isn't it, vaginal?
Oh, clearly not.
Size isn't important, it's what you do with it. Would you agree with that, ladies?
No!
There's a lady over there that likes a big cock and she doesn't care who knows it. Sorry, it's quite possible you just whispered that and it picked up an echo. Size is important, it's what you do with it. Well, I was planning to pop it in your mouth and your vagina. How's that? Is that going to be a total waste of time? I like it when ladies get tattoos. Have any ladies in here got tattoos?
Yeah.
What have you got?
A vent.
A what? You've got a vent. I think that may be the crudest term I've ever heard for a vagina. I've got a vent. Well, if you're particularly gassy, I suppose. Whereabouts is this vent?
On my arm.
On your arm, you've got a vent. You have, by all accounts, got some sort of vent. Fucking go, girl. Nothing says feminine like air conditioning equipment. Nothing says I'm hot like I need a fucking vent. That's how hot I fucking am.
My ex-girlfriend bought me the Kama Sutra last year as a gift, which put me in a very awkward position. I'd like to talk about a sex act that I don't fully understand. Are you all familiar with the 69, yes? Now, I like the 69 as much as the next man. Hoping he isn't man, that would be terrible. I like the 69, but I don't really understand it because it's an incredibly intimate thing to do with another human being. But how does the 69 ever occur? It only ever happens when the man says to the woman, would you do that thing that I like? And the woman goes, yeah, all right, but only if you do that thing that I like. And the man goes, not a problem, away you go. And the woman says, no, because the last time I did the thing that you liked, you were a little bit sleepy afterwards. You fucked off to sleep. You said, we'll call it a 68. It's like a 69, but I owe you one. I like everything about the 69 apart from the view. The perineum, or taint. I like to call it the Amanda Holden. Because like Amanda Holden, on Britain's Got Talent last year, it's the bit between the arsehole and the cunt. Piers fucking Morgan. He's interviewing people now. When I said I wanted Piers Morgan to get Parkinson's, I didn't mean his fucking job. You shaking your head at a Parkinson's joke. That's inappropriate. Right, let's try some rude stuff, see if we get along. Lady wind. Queefing. Fanny farts. The expulsion of air from the vajayjay during sexual intercourse. A cunt grunt. There are two main responses when a queef occurs. Some couples, it doesn't matter how gnarly or squelchy the noise, they deny the queef. Did you hear anything? No, I didn't hear anything. And they move on. Some couples, it's a funny little noise, they have a little giggle, they move on. Not a problem. I like to go a third way. I like to pretend the vagina is talking to me. What's that? There's a boy trapped down a well. I like to think of myself as the vagina whisperer. I do talk about sex a lot in my show. I talk about sex all the time on stage. And a friend called me on it recently. Came to see the gig and he went, you talk about sex all the time. Are you obsessed? I said, well, I'm not obsessed. But sex is the great universal topic for comedy. It's still quite taboo to talk about it openly in public. Everyone's interested, everyone cranes forward, and there's a lot of tension around sex. And where you find that kind of tension, that's also a great place to find laughter. So sex is a great topic for comedy. But it's difficult to stand in front of you good people and talk about sex without sounding crude. So to try and mitigate that, to try and alleviate that, this evening, if I refer to a vagina at any point, I'll be calling it a twinkle cave. As in, so there I was, licking out a twinkle cave. While she deep-throated my tummy banana. It's nice to be nice, isn't it? I saw a woman wearing a top, it said super dry on the front. I said, have you thought about lubricants or HRT? Maybe a little bit of Aussie charm? Are you familiar with the term Aussie charm? Just means... Australian charm, you're welcome. Very pleasing look from the ladies of London as if to say, well, I didn't know that had a name, but yes, that does happen. Talking during sex, Glasgow, where do you stand on talking during sex? I think there should be very strict rules on talking during sex. Rule number one, don't. Rule number two, shh. And those are the rules. My girlfriend talks during sex. I don't mean sexy, dirty, filthy talk. I'd love that. That'd be awesome. No. She says the most mundane shit you've heard in your life, mid-coitus. That means whilst fucking. The thing you do for chips. I'll give you an example, OK? So a couple of weeks ago, we were making love. I'd made her do it love. We're about halfway through. Well, we're nearly finished, truth be told, but she didn't know that. I was actually... And she said, where'd I leave my keys? I said, well, they're not in your vagina. I've had a good route round. I was sure I would have noticed something. I'll check your bum. She said, you will not. No one's birthday. Has anyone heard anything more mundane than that during sex? What's the most mundane thing? Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. What was that? These chips are cold. Oh, bless. Any others? What, sorry, what was that one there? Rather cold today. Cool today. Aye. That's like small talk at a bus station. I suppose we're in Glasgow. It could well have happened at a bus station. I got the little... Oh, yes. Any others? Is it in yet? So have you said to this boy here, there's a man covering his eyes now with a... Oh, God, she hasn't. That's not your boyfriend. I'm sure you don't limit yourself to one. But you've said to a man, is it in yet? You've said that to him, you've looked a man in the eyes and gone, is it in yet?
Well, you don't want to look down and check and you've got no feeling in your vagina whatsoever. So hang on, just make eye contact with me. Without looking down, can you tell if there's a cock in you now?
Ladies, if you get a burning sensation when you pee, it could be one of three things. It could be cystitis. It could be a bushfire. Or it could be someone's talking about your vagina. Do you think strippers get home after a hard day undressing and think, oh, more work? Da 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 da. I realise that's the worst mime of a stripper. There's a... I'd love to go to a strip club where they just went like that. That's my vagina. Have a butcher's. Show's over. I've discovered, incidentally, the worst thing you can say when a stripper is performing. I was at my friend Toby Stagdo, and we booked a stripper, but she fell through on the day because she was unwell, so the agency sent us a replacement. Anyway, there's 20 of us in the basement of a restaurant in West London watching this girl do some fairly grisly things, which I will come to later. And Lee turned to Harvey, and he whispered, and I don't know where he learnt to whisper, I'm guessing in a fucking helicopter. Because we all heard... He went, yeah, I heard the fit one let us down. It echoed round the room. That's how big her vagina was. She was doing some fairly horrible things. She was doing a thing with a bottle. I was disgusted. Red wine with fish?
Inequalities between the sexes, and I think it's universally acknowledged men get an easier deal in our society than women. But I can think of an example where men get a very raw deal. You know, early on in a relationship, before you live together, when you're just kind of staying over each other's houses, very exciting phase in a relationship. In the history of the world, no man has ever been staying over at a girl's house and found a vibrator in her bedside drawer, and there's been a problem. There is only one reaction on record, and that is as follows. Oh, hello. Cheeky. What is she like? But when she finds a latex vagina in your sock drawer, there is hell to pay. Explanations must be made. I say sock drawer, it's actually the office. I say latex vagina, it was the receptionist. My girlfriend wants a diamond ring, and the only reason I know that is it's pretty much all she fucking talks about. Let's face facts. The only way my girlfriend's getting a diamond ring is if the vajazzler slips. I don't really understand the vajazzle. I mean, I know what a vajazzle is. I know what it is. They whip away all the hair from your foo-foo and then they diamante it. I say they. I imagine you get some pritstick and glitter and have a crack yourself. Have a sparkly crack yourself. You're welcome. I just don't know who that's for. I've never met a man who said to me, oh, I love vaginas. But I wish they're a bit more zhuzhy. A few more sparkles wouldn't go amiss. I want a glamour-puss, a showbiz entrance. Has anyone had a vajazzle? She had. What motif did you go for, madam?
Hearts. I was a little bit embarrassed to ask for one.
You had a heart?
Yeah.
Because you were embarrassed to ask for... You were embarrassed to ask for something spectacular. So you were fine with someone putting glitter on your fanny, but you went, I don't want to ask for anything embarrassing. How adorable. And was it for a special occasion or was it just...
No, I just thought, why not?
You thought, why not? Well, plenty of fucking reasons. Basic hygiene. Your boyfriend could chip a tooth. And it was definitely a proper vajazzle, not a Liverpool vajazzle, which is just a euphemism for herpes. Has anyone else come across a vajazzle?
He has.
He has. Not hers, I hope. Go on, what did they have?
I can't remember. It was my stag do.
You can't remember? It was your stag do. Oh! You can't remember anything. Sounds like a Liverpool for Jazzle to me.
No, love, I don't know what happened. It's just really itchy.
Fucking hell. Obviously, I could never get a vajazzle because I don't have a vajayjay, but I would consider glitter balls.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm touring America. Go to jimmycarr.com for details. I'm, somewhere between Hugh Grant and Mr. Bean. So, you know, right in that sweet spot of very British, but quite edgy one-liners. You may be offended. Take a chance.